AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. Republicans who are running for president or are thinking about it are in New Hampshire this weekend for a leadership summit. Rand Paul is thinking about the Democrat who is running, Hillary Clinton.
I think that her dereliction of duty, her not doing her job, her not providing security for our forces, for our diplomatic missions, should forever preclude her from holding higher office.
Paul talked about Clinton's performance as Secretary of State. Hillary Clinton is planning to campaign in New Hampshire next week. Thunderstorms are possible again today in parts of Texas. It was a rough night around Houston. The AP's Mike Grochek reports some funnel clouds were spotted, some trees and power lines were knocked down.
Creeks and bayous, silted the banks in Houston, and some of the drivers were facing floodwaters that got up to the bumpers of their cars.
Nearly 3 inches of rain was measured in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Police near St. Louis say officers shot and killed a man who had charged after them.
He was in a state of mental agitation. He did have access to a samurai sword, some other edged weapons.
County Police Chief John Belmar says the man's family had called police saying he was acting strangely. The chief also said it was all caught on video. In Chicago, police say an officer was shot and killed a man after pointing a gun at officers. The shooting is under investigation in Chicago. At least 35 people were killed in an attack by a motorcycle-riding suicide bomber in Afghanistan. Another 125 were wounded in Jalalabad. The Afghan president said the Islamic State group has claimed responsibility. BMW is recalling more than 90,000 2005 to 2008 Mini Coopers to fix a problem with airbags. The passenger side airbag may not deploy in a crash. BMW says one minor injury has been connected to the problem with Mini Coopers. This is AP Radio News. A big crowd is at the National Mall in Washington for an Earth Day concert.
I lost my way, she said she stayed. And lately I'm a
Usher will be performing, and so will Mary J. Blige, Gwen Stefani, Common, and Train. Organizers say the focus will be on climate change. President Obama talked about it in his weekly address.
Stronger storms, deeper droughts, longer wildfire seasons. The world's top climate scientists are warning us that a changing climate already affects the air our kids breathe.
Organizers of the Earth Day concert worked with developers of the Angry Birds game to create a new in-game experience about climate change. R&B singer Johnny Kemp has died. Kemp was nominated for a Grammy in 1989 for Just Got Paid. Police in Jamaica say Kemp was found floating at a beach in Montego Bay. It's not known yet how he died. Johnny Kemp was 55. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.